when will your life be given to the Lord as a sacrifice? Are you not tired of the kind of life you are living? When will you lock yourself inside for days with the Lord, asking the Lord, Father, let something come upon my head? When? How many men that have become great today, you can remember the school they went to, or remember the certificate they had? Finish when you are done graduating with that spiritual investment. Somebody in your village will just call your name 2 times and you have headache. The next day you have stomach ache. The next day your leg will not be crippled. Before you know, you have died. You must understand that you are upon the campus to invest in yourself first. Then become an envoy. Become a man that can carry God to your home. Many of you, immediately after break, you return back home, you went and backslide. Why? You have not carried God enough. You are not possessed enough. Any man or woman that is highly possessed, you can see the true evidence. You must understand that you are not here to do normal religion. No. You may have to break a lot of protocol. A lot of protocol. If you must encounter God. A lot of time you must have to go home and break the idols in your family. You break it. If the idols are real, they should come and fight you. If they are not real, you will survive all through time. Many times you don't understand that we rise by warfare. The more you conquer, the more you are given a crown. You must be willing to fight and never give up. It will require this dimension of the living creatures to be walk inside of you. Lastly, being the dimension of the ego. When a man begins to pray, God give him the strength to mount up with wings as eagles. Jesus Christ understood this. That is why you always wait upon the Lord. Many of you have never gone to responsibility. You have never led anybody to Christ. You have many carnal roommates. Every day they make you doubt whether you are still a Christian. Can't you begin to infiltrate them? Can't you begin to influence them? You have never opened your mouth to let them know that the Lord God is real. Yet when you want to come to church, you hide your Bible. When you want to pray, you hide yourself. But they are very proud and arrogant to let you know that this is who they are. Why is it that when you begin to play a secular song, everybody clap for you? When you play tongues, they look at you like an alien. No, it's because you have not infiltrated them well. Many of you are ashamed to play a message in your room. Yet they will play a secular song, you will dance together with them. Play the message. Play in your room. Because you are an envoy. Without you, God may never come to that room. You can create a portal in your room where God can come. That is what is called revival. When you feed 2 people with the Holy Ghost, when you feed 3, when you feed 5, when you feed 6, God will be natural in your hostel. When you are hiding God, you will discover that you are a stranger to the presence. And whether you like it or not, one of the easiest ways to maintain kingdom value is to create a kingdom community where God is the Lord. At any time you can't find that community, create one. Many of you do not know that the kingdom of God in your house depends upon you. Everybody in your family is not born again, and you are very okay. And you call yourself a man of God. You pray, you feel the anointing to heal the sick. Why not go out? You are waiting for the special day you'll be ordained. Nothing may change. If the Lord has not ordained you, no matter what men do, it's still a waste of time. Men can pour 1 gallon of oil upon you, you remain the way you are. If you know how many times I've come out to give my life to Christ, you'll be amazed. When I'm done saying Sanuku Yanwa, Sanuku Yanwa, Sanuku Yanwa, I return back to smoking and drinking. I realize that it's spirit that is required. And that was what was never administered to me. I return back to what I was doing. The energy of flesh was stronger upon me. Paul said, there is a war. Who will deliver me? There was a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. But that's what we are never taught. We are never taught the art of spirit life. So choir sing in the flesh. When you are done singing, you meet with your boyfriend and you continue as usual. So you now see the reality of your carnality is stronger than the reality of your spirituality. It's your inability to wait. When they gather and they summon you as eagle, that they may renew your strength, you do not appear. And because you do not appear, you will never receive the impartation for the deliberation of that day. You require impartation on a continual basis for you to rise. But hey, more beyond impartation, you require to always appear. Because it's only them that wait upon the Lord that can renew their strength. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. All of them that appear before God in Zion. The meeting place of Igu is in Zion, the place. It's in a mountain top where no carnal man can climb upon. Do you know the way of waiting? The believers in themselves were handicapped until they wait upon the upper room. Many men gather in the under room, but the Lord appeared in the upper room. As he appeared in the upper room, suddenly these men incubated and they were given strength. Forget about the people you celebrate today. God have men that are hidden in the under room. The day they will be unleashed, the Pharisees and the Sadducees may be very angry, but they can never deny the reality that these men have been with Jesus. These men have encountered Jesus. A prophet slap a young prophet. So when did the Lord bypass me to speak to you? What he did not understand is that God does not need the permission of men to encounter men. No. Your hunger, your desperation can bring God to your vicinity. God may never even consult your father. God may never even consult your mother. He will just appear to you. Say, I am the God of your father and your mother. Now I want to walk with you. He's somewhere, somewhere. I know Eli is there, but I want to speak with you. There are times when God don't decide to speak with you, and it's because the Lord wants to put upon you an ordination beyond you. But it's only possible when you wait upon the Lord in the altar. No man has ever encountered God being lazy and lousy. No. Every man that has encountered God was very deliberate about it. Very deliberate about it. When was the last time you retreat? When was the last time you remained with God for the next 5 hours? An average believer has 6 CZ movies. Every day he spent 5 hours watching. Then he carry his book for 1 hour. And he rush. Then you go to lecture for 1 hour. And he's regurgitating. He's meditating upon the movie. He's continuing acting in his mind. And later you see the divot is in darkness. God can never be mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that's what he will reap. What you sow is what you reap. Every man you see today that is relevant are men that understand the way of the presence of God, and they stay there and incubate themselves. Say, there was a day when the sons of God gathered, and devil was very obedient to be there, but Job was not found there. And because in the day when eagles were summoned, where sons, when Ben and Elohim were summoned, you are not there. It's possible for that day for them to pass verdict against you. And you may never understand the reason why your life is going the way it is. It's simply because you miss a day of visitation in the Lord. As you journey your Christianity, you must learn to discern the days of visitation. You must learn to discern the boundaries of your habitation. Many of you have missed season of impartation simply because you cannot discern. Do you know that God may not be done with even after the program? Even after the program, God will continue to be dealing with you. But many of us, after the program, we shut down. Program has never made men. You may never remember all the programs you have been to, but you can remember the day of encounter. You can always remember a day of encounter. Many programs have come and gone. That the target does not mean it's revival. We come and sing and dance as usual. Men return to their carnality. But the day of encounter comes when men weep before the Lord, asking for the Lord to help them. These are men that God give them definition and keep it to life. And they rise as envoys of the presence. And these ones can represent the Lord. Why? Because the Lord has helped them. I don't know about you, but I've known a long time ago that if I do not rise, an evangelist will always come and go. An evangelist will always come. Give your life to Christ. When he's done, will you go? Without spirit life, you will still backslide. I need you to understand that it is the intention of the Lord to raise you to become a strong man and a strong woman. Your campus needs you. Your family needs you. Your house needs you. But are you the one who is to come, or should we expect another? It is an evil thing for you to be here and God is still looking for a man. You are in Federal University Lafayette, and yet, when the Lord look, he cannot find one intercessor. When the Lord look, he cannot find one righteous man. Why? Because all of us has conformed to a level of carnality and we are okay with it. Can't you pray far beyond your fellowship? Can't you dwell with God far beyond your fellowship? You want to be great in God? You must be willing to go down. Go down on your knees and cry to the Lord on a daily basis. Forget about the people that are launched out right now. Whether you like it or not, God does not launch all his men at the same time. Don't envy any man. It is his own time. It's just like me being angry that you are older than me in age. If you are 35 years, I'm 31 years. No matter what the prayer and fasting I do, I cannot become 35. I have to wait. Whatever you are today is the investment of yesterday. Whatever you will be tomorrow is the investment of today. Men that you see them today on the limelight, they are men that invested yesterday. If you have never invested yesterday, clap for them, celebrate them. But that should not take you out of the secret place. Remain there. It will not take time. According to the law of time and chance, a time will come. When that opportune time comes, you will find yourself with the strength enough, pleasing enough to make full proof of your calling and ministry. Many of you do not see the need to wait upon the Lord. You prefer to go from one place to another, one place to another. You receive diverse kinds of impartation. You fail to grow in them. You never see the need to cultivate an atmosphere that you may be able to grow. Say they that wait upon the Lord. Say they grow from strength to strength. All of them that appear before the Lord in Zion. Say he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When was the last time you dwelt in the secret place of the Most High? The upper room experience is an experience that is continual. You have to always appear in the upper room so that you can always be renewed again and again. The reason why your strength will be small is because you don't know how to wait upon the Lord. Many of us are too busy for God. It's possible for you to be busy doing nothing. Busy up and down doing nothing. And when the Lord checked, he discovered that in a day, you cannot give him a tithe of 24 hours. And you say you are busy. It is the same 24 hours that billionaires have and they are billionaires. Millionaires have, they are millionaires. Preachers have, they have become mighty men. You have 24 hours. You are not a billionaire. You are not a millionaire. You are not even a thousandaire. You are not even anointed. You are nothing. And you say you are busy. You lied. That's not how men become relevant. The same hour of time we have, how you utilize it matters so much. If you can at least give God 2 hours, 40 minutes every day, and never be busy within that time, is enough for you to become relevant in God. It will not take 3.5 years. You will see the strength of God and the dexterity of his power find expression in your life. And when we look at your life, we cannot see wisdom, we cannot see power, we cannot see revelation. I see a man that has been busy and not giving time to God. Let me tell you the truth. There is no man without a cause. Everybody has one cause or the other, but they broke it. It is the same God that broke it for them that can break it for you. The same Holy Spirit, but the level of utilization is different simply because you refuse to dwell. I come to let you understand that when the Lord summoned us to gather as equals, it's because he knew that me and you are strong men, but there's every chance and possibility that we are going to be weary. There's every chance and possibility we are going to fail. Have you seen men that told you once upon a time, I used to be on fire for God? Many years ago, we pray like the way you pray. I know you will get tired very soon. And I laugh. I say, what you don't understand is the mystery of how God help men and how God keep men. I know the way of waiting. It does not matter how far I go. I try my best, as busy as I can be, never to be busy for God. Because the same God that lift me can pin me down. But when the Lord decides to stand by a man, let men rise and fall, the man will continue to advance. The secret is to always make that mystery around you that God should be your Ebenezer, helping you on a daily basis. There are diverse men in every region that God is helping, but your region needs you. Oedipo may never step his feet upon Lafia, but you are here. Men in Lafia may perish because you do not rise, and you are there waiting when Oedipo come to Lafia. He may never come. As long as you are here, God is waiting for you. Oedipo is not special than you. No, it's because he choose to be relevant. You can choose to be relevant in your family, choose to be relevant in Federal University of Lafia. In time past, men decide what will be, not from the administrative headquarters, but from the throne room of heaven. When was the last time you legislate on behalf of Federal Investment Lafia and the VCs changed? When was the last time you prayed and injustice was changed? It's because your righteousness and your obedience is not complete, and we are living life upon face value. In those times when men were persecuted, they bound themselves with an oath and returned back in the secret place and returned to the upper room. While they begin to pray, angels were mobilized and Herod was struck dead. Do you know that part of your job description in this campus is to stand as a watcher? Many of you have applied many schools, you are too qualified, they didn't give you admission. There's a reason why the Lord bring you here. If you're in those places, you might have backslided, but God bring you here as a crucible that he may encounter you, that you can become a voice, you can become a witness in the land, and you come and you conform to a religion because men said it and you obeyed. No, who is he that speak a thing and it come to pass when the Lord has not spoken? No man can give a verdict and it will remain if the Lord has not said it. But many more times have we checked in the spirit to see what is the Lord saying, then we obey, or we are just obeying men. Continue to obey men, you will perish when men perish. When the Lord comes to judge men in the days of disobedience, he will judge together with you, because you may be a harbinger of darkness without even knowing. We need men of light. We need sons of Ben Elohim. Men that will be willing to give their life for the sake of the gospel. We are not willing to die. We are not willing to be persecuted for righteousness. Forget about the crown of glory. Only men that are willing to be rebel for the things of the gospel can only advance. Christianity was a movement of rebellion. Rebellion unto the obedience of the Lord. If not, all of us should remain now under the Roman Catholic Church. But we saw that there was an adumbration, and men protested. And today, it was passed down to you as a Christianity of war. How men were willing to die for the things of the gospel. You are just a Christian, you are okay. No. Come to a point that you become a living witness. Your life does not matter. Jesus said, whosoever loses his life for my sake will receive a crown in heaven. In heaven, only men that die for the sake of Christ are always remembered. You want to live an first class, then you refuse to pray. You don't want your GP to change. Don't worry, you will finish with your first class and die tomorrow. When the day of darkness come after you, you will look for men that have past degree and yet they have strength in God. Men that were relevant in heaven were not men that their life was measured by carnal parameters. When you speak about watchman, what do you think about? His house, his cars, the ministry he's had? No. You speak about a man that has journeyed. His life has become a server of beauty and texture in God. And today he brought dimension that you and I are still trying to understand. When you speak about Paul the apostle, you know of a man that has died to himself and is willing to let go of everything just for the sake of gospel. You call yourself an apostle. The true emblem is how much more you are willing to die. If today they come and they surround us, they say they are willing to kill us, what will you ask for? Your life? No. I will look unto heaven. So unto your hand I commit my soul. But let everyone here become an apostle like me. That is the only way that men live. They live by dying daily, because the Lord knows that the only way Christianity can only advance is upon the heart posture of men that their heart is always supporting. You are so obedient to your parents, that's why you have never seen God. They say, "She stop praying, you stop praying." And they perish tomorrow, who do you perish? Back then we were on campus. One day a circular came out, they said the VC said we should not pray on campus. We said, okay. Are we permitted to talk? He said, yes. Say, let's Christian not gather 2-3 in a place. We say, okay. We don't have to be 2-3 in a place. We say, everybody become a mobile altar. We pass by the Senate every day. You see each and every one praying individually. Our voice become more louder. Because you hear one praying here, the other one praying there, the other one praying there, the other one praying there. It goes so worse. They came and arrested all of us. Took us to the... There is a prison they have in school. They took us to the prison. As we are inside the prison, we are praying, blasting in tongues, day in and day night. They create for us an avalanche, an upper room that we may pray. The Lord encounter us more inside that their prison. They say, these people are mad. Let's take them out. You are not yet possessed. You are still afraid for people to know that you know the Lord. You may never know the Lord. You are like Nicodemus. You are only coming at night. Maybe you should change. Begin to come in the daytime. Many of you don't want anybody to know that you know the Lord. And you want the Lord to encounter you. He said, if you are ashamed of me, I will also deny you on the last day. The You are a worker of iniquity, because your life has not become a testament of the living experience of the Lord. No religion started as a religion. No, it started as a lifestyle of men that aligned to a spirit and they were willing to die for the spirit. Even Islam itself started very spiritual. You think it's easy to encounter an angel? Do you think it's easy to encounter a demon? Baba Lawo is very spiritual than many of you. Many small children have rank in the spirit more than you. That is why they still give you headache. They still give you stomach ache. What do you think is happening? Yet you are the prayer warrior in your church. And somebody that joins society today, she know how to fly. And she can ascend onto the mountains in heaven and legislate and say you should die tomorrow. And you'll be looking for a prayer house to protect yourself. I felt so ashamed sometimes when pastors call me and they tell me to pray for them, that they are going through attack. I said, what do you think we are doing? You think you are a pastor just to be clapping hands in church? No. The day you sign in for this, you should be willing to die. Because if you don't pray, the warfare in Christianity will swallow you. The natural tendency of how you can survive is how much more you can pray. Your academy is not an excuse. Many of us are still sound academically, and we are still sound in prayer. Oyedepo, Kumuyi, Iyadeboye, all of them are professors of hard courses, mathematics, physics. You, with 24 hours, check your life very well. You are not dwelling with God for 10 hours in a day. You are just busy doing nothing. And those things may never count in the last days. When we go to heaven and men talk about their exploit in God, you will remember how much you pass a crippled man, you never prayed. How much you pass a man that was barren, woman that was barren, you never prayed. How much somebody told you, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you say, no, call Philip Cephas. Can't you do it? Are you not also a Christian? You have been praying tongues for the past 15 years. You cannot cast out devil. You cannot heal the sick. Neither do you even talk of raising the dead. According to scripture, you say, if you believe, you will cast out devil, heal the sick and raise the dead. It's in the same level. He didn't say you will grow after you cast out devil, you heal the sick, then you grow after 10 years, then you have mature, then you can raise the dead. No, it's the same anointing. You will cast out devils, you will heal the sick, and you will raise the dead. Just because you do not believe it, because all things are possible to only them that believe. What do you believe? Do you believe in the report of the Lord, or do you believe in the weakness and the darkness the devil is trying to tell you? The devil has given you a wrong identity. He said you are a masturbator. He said you are a pornographer. The devil say, hey, you are a liar, and you believe him. So when you begin to pray, the picture of the last pornography you watch come, and you stop praying. No, pray them all, so that the Lord can help you. If you run away and relegate to the suggestion of the devil, you will remain a weak man forever. Men that rise in God are not perfect men. No, there are men that even beyond their weakness, they go down on their knees and ask the Lord to help them. At the time come, they look like strong men. Why? Because by the strength of the help of the Lord, now they are made strong. There are never any strong man in this kingdom. There are only men that God has helped. And that's why I've ever believed that a man that God helped will only be better than a man that helped himself, because you can never help yourself. The best of us, we fail. When you see ministers have scandal every day, don't laugh. Don't criticize them. You are also a man of God. You are also a woman of God. Don't you know the Lord? Are you not the Christian? You are also a woman of God. The same thing that happened to them will happen to you. Because the devil is after everyone. In fact, you are even worse, because you are a star about to be launched out. At least they have been launched out. You are about to rise. Devil will insist that you never rise. So when the temptation comes, when the guys come, and everything comes, it's so that your ordination in God will be taken away. Men that refuse to sell this their birthright are men that will bear relevance in time. It's never going to be easy. I will lie to you if I say it's going to be easy. You must deny yourself a lot of rights and privileges. Many of you may get scholarship to leave Lafia. You may have not to leave. You may have to remain. Many of you, you have the opportunity to leave this city. The Lord will say remain. Why? Because the Lord wants to make you a voice in this city. There are different barracks men are built. But you must understand that barracks are not everywhere. It's either you are in NDA, Kaduna, or certain places. You must understand that God sent you here strategically in the realm of the spirit, that this be your people. If you never find God here, even if you return back to where you're coming from, God will be a stranger, because there's a time, a portion for you to seek the Lord. If you miss this time of your visitation in this campus, you may never make advancement in God. So lastly, I charge you, I counsel you. You are not here to run ministry. You are here to build and to equip yourself. As you equip yourself, build more capacity. When me and mate were running ministry on campus, I said, no. I said, this that I'm doing is just for the training ground. I'm learning how to fail again and again. Why? The world is bigger than my campus. The world is a bigger marketplace. Do your business and fail here. When you live here, the world may never have the opportunity to celebrate you when you fail. If you go out there, you make one mistake, you'll forever be shut down. Now is the time to make the mistake. You must understand that now is the time. Spend our time to pray. Spend our time to fast. Spend our time to study. Now is the time to do all of these things. You may never have the time again. Many of you will do and marry. Many of you will do and get a good job. If you cannot learn the way to survive in God now, when those things come, you may never be able to survive. I want you to rise in your feet as we pray. Say, as we guard as the eagles, Father, number us. Number us and grant unto us strength, that we may be relevant in our day and time. Many of you will say, is everybody that is called to be a man of God? You are already a man of God. You are already a woman of God. Or are you a man of the devil? Are you a woman of the devil? No. All of us are called unto the same thing. But the Bible says you should be the one to do the work of the ministry. I'm not in ministry. I'm just there to equip you. You are to do the work of the ministry. I'm very innocent. You must understand that the work depends upon you. You that believe you are called into the politics. You are called into the secular arena. You need more God than me. You are going to where darkness is more real. 1 minute has the power to help you. Father, as we gather upon your mountain top, clothe us again. Let your glory cover us. Strengthen our feebleness. Grant unto us the strength to war. I will say, God, we give strength to them that will take the battle to the gate of the enemy. The Lord will give strength. Say, take it, ye that think you stand, lest you fall. Great men have fallen in this kingdom. Men that are more revolutionary than you. Men that are more powerful than you. The secret is the ingathering. The gathering where great men are summoned. When generals meet, they discuss new strategies. New strategy. How to re-strategize and conquer territories. Yes, you may be weak, but here is the mountain of strength. It's the mountain of strength. Each and every one of us can be launched out by the Lord as an emissary of the kingdom wherever you come from. The Lord needs strong men in your region. Full of fear will only change when we have many strong men, not just only one strong man. We need more men. We need more men. The reason why the work is tedious is because there are no enough men. Shabbat Tekoi. Oh, 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 ah, 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 oh, 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 oh. Escos, come to the front. Escos, come to the front. Escos. Ah, 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 ah. Cementa, you're not following me well at all. Oh, 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 oh. Somebody should mount that. Ah, ah. I need somebody on that drum. The keyboard is feeding the strings. I don't know. Lord Jesus, help us. Lord Jesus, help us. We are tired of weak men. We need strong men. Many of you may think you have not been selected by men. God has selected you. God has numbered you. God has numbered you. God has numbered you. You don't need the ordination of men. You need the ordination of God. When God ordained a man, it's far better
than the ordination of men. But every man that is ordained by men must have to seek the ordination of God. Every man ordained by men must have to seek the ordination of God to survive. Escos, hold your hands. Hold your hands. Ask the Lord to give you the grace. The grace to take the house to a new level. The grace to take the house to a new level. The grace to take the house in a new level. Every house functions by the grace that each joint supply. The limitation of the leader is seen in the followers. If the leader refuses to grow, the followers may never grow. Many churches are religious today because their leaders are religious. The mindset of their leaders is transferred to them. It's not the fault of the members, it's the fault of the leaders. I say this without no apology. As a leader, if you don't grow, your members may never grow. They may have to rebel against you so that they can grow. Can you pray, Father, grow me higher, elevate me so that the members can also grow? You need the grace of God. You don't know, you need the grace of God. You can only become what you become by the grace of God. That grace will never be in vain because you will have to labor. Elder Shadrach, can you come help me? We are going to pray for them. Hey, Jesus. Shababana Takabaska. Yes, men have ordained you, but the Lord wants to ordain you again. The Lord wants to ordain you again. The Lord wants to ordain you again. As our hands come upon you, the fire of the Lord, the fire and the strength of the Lord will come upon you. In baptism, no blood follow under the anointing. It goes beyond that. It's a transference of spirit. It's a release of possibilities. The same spirit that walk with some of us to make us who we are will walk with you. The same spirit that give me strength, give me ability to walk with you. It's beyond ERCC, no. It's beyond full mafia, no. Holy Spirit. And if you are in the congregation and you know you have a body for failure in Mr. Lafia, come to the front. I will pray for you right now. And I assure you, whether the ministry likes it or not, whether the school likes it or not, I assure you, as long as the Lord liveth, as long as the Lord liveth, upon whom I stand, Father, I ask, these ones can never be shut down. They can never. Nobody like me. You don't have to like me. As long as the Lord like me, as long as people stand by me, as long as the cherubim stand by me, as long as the seraphim stand by me, as long as the angels of the Lord stand by me, the Lord is strengthening me. You need the support of angelic beings. You don't need the support of men. No. You need the support of the immortals. Not the support of men. Men can fail. Spirit are consistent. Hey, hold your hands together. Hold your hands together. Hold your hands together. Holy Spirit. Elders, take away their life. Take away their life. Even if they fail in everything, they will never fail in you. They will never fail in you. Never. Even if you choose to fail, not in God. Never in God. Never. By Kobaska. Rababalabarua. The revival is where we have a thousand of us. A thousand of us. Not just one man. One man will be tired. One man will get weary. One man will not last forever. One man can never last forever. Ask the Lord to help you. Men have ordained you. Men have called you names. Let the Lord call you a name that only He knows. Let the Lord call you a name that only He knows. Ask the Lord to release His body upon you. His body. No man does this thing without the burden of the Lord. No man. Marvelous. Come here with me. Come here, come here. No man does this without the burden of the Lord. No man. These are no showmanship. No. No. Every man that trained their territories are men that have body. Men that have a body. A body. A body from the Lord. A body. That's why we change. If you and I rise. Where is Kabir? Kabir, Esra, Ima. Israel, Israel, come. Where is Ima? We need men that have a body. Righteous. Come. An impartation will come upon you right now. An impartation. I assure you, you will climb upon the foundation. I don't want you to be afraid. Don't be afraid. From today, visions will become natural. Power will become natural. Power, grace. The grace of the Lord. The grace, the power, Jesus. Hey. Come and drink from the rivers of the life. Men shall the sick. We will cast out devils. We will cast out devils. We will cast out devils. Yes, 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 yes. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. I see the charges of your spirit be open. The charges of your spirit be open. I give you a voltage of light. I give you a voltage of light. Where shall become an anvil? An anvil of the presence of the Lord. An anvil of the presence of the Lord. The Lord God of heaven be with you. The Lord God of heaven be with you. The Lord God of heaven be with you. Beyond your fellowship. Beyond your fellowship. Beyond your fellowship. Beyond your fellowship. From today, the body of an apostolic voice rests upon you. The body, 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 the body. Bible Kodaya. Bible Kodaya. Are we praying for the sick? Are we praying for the sick? If you are sick in your body, come to the front. The last time we were here with them, Catherine, oh, with the marvelous. A guy was blind, you see, right? A deaf guy here, a blind guy here, a blind guy, see. If you are sick in your body, come to the front. There are enough places here to heal you. The Lord is the one that does the healing. If you are sick in your body, come to the front. The Lord liveth. The Lord liveth in the heart of man. The Lord liveth. If you are sick, come to the front. If you are sick in your body, that's the last thing I will do. How many of you are sick? Yeah. Please, you are sick. No, marvelous, we pray for us specially. If you are sick in your body, come to the front. Let the devil know that Jesus Christ is alive. We pray for you. If you don't get healed, we keep praying. I keep praying. We will never leave here until you are healed. May come and enter here. Kade, these are your food. Enda, yes. Bye, Moko, bye, Ko. Lele, Bene, Koska. Bele, Baboska. As you return back, I see tremendous encounters. Jesus is going to visit a lot of you. Jesus, Jesus. He appeared to many of you. Many of you are going to have encounters. I see a lady. I see a lady. You have a strong healing grace. A strong, strong healing grace. Strong healing. The Lord Jesus will appear to you to activate it. To activate it. You don't know why you feel the power and the presence of the Lord anytime you pray the Lord. The Lord is appearing to you. He will come. He will come to you. Yes. He will come.